Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell.
All right. Welcome on in, everybody. As we start today's show, we give you a chance to win some cash. Do you want to give it a guess, Leroy? Did you have your headphones on? So you might not have heard.
All right, window.
Yeah, window. He's rolling. He's like he's like on a DiMaggio streak here.
Yeah.
Window. 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 Text that to 72881. You got a chance to win $1,000. Your word this hour is window. Text that on in. Fun day today at camp. Stock up. Stock down. It's at high times right now, boys. We got ourselves a real draw at the OK Davy Corral. Ryan Tannehill gunslinging it out there.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, he's got himself a ball hawk out there. His name is Xavien Howard. Just snatching things left and right, Leroy. Three interceptions today.
Can I give you...
Hold on. Not once. Not twice. But thrice. Three picks.
Can I give you what probably really happened?
Is it going to temper my excitement for Xavien Howard?
Maybe.
Then no.
Early in camp.
All right, fine.
Early in camp. One of the problems you need to pay attention to is good route running.
Uh-huh.
For example, if you run a slant and you round it off, you're going to get what happens or what happened in the Super Bowl. That DB is going to be able to jump underneath it. Now, you're only running a handful of routes. So give Xavien Howard some credit. He's probably jumping some routes.
You think he's cheating?
No, that's their job. You read a route, you jump it. But at the same time, sometimes those interceptions are not necessarily quarterback's fault, but they are that of the receiver.
Maybe so, man, but he's been doing this like since campus start. Like he has been balling out since the practices have rolled out there, man. And everybody's high on his potential, and everybody says that this guy's got maybe the most probability to be the Dolphins certified Pro Bowler this year. And he seems like he's showing up and getting things done, even if it is at practice. I mean, they're all in practice, and he's the one who's standing out amongst them all.
Here's why I would taper your enthusiasm for something that happens in camp practice. Training camp practice. If this were to start happening in a game, then I'll say, okay, he took a step forward. But catching three picks in training camp practice?
He did pick off Tom Brady twice last year on Monday Night Football.
He did do that. He's good, man. He's good.
I'm not even doubting that he can play. Believe me, I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to rain on Xavien Howard's parade.
Feels like you are.
But what I am trying to do is taper everybody's enthusiasm and understand it's camp. Who was the receiver?
I don't know.
That's more important.
What?
Yeah. Hey, what was one of the problems that the Dolphins had with Jarvis Landry?
Mm-hmm.
That he would run his, he would run his own routes.
And also Devontae Parker, especially on colors interceptions, not, helping himself out.
Right. Right. It happens. So, like, just take it for what it is. Like, okay, catching three picks in practice doesn't mean you're going to Hall of Fame. Hell, the DB from Dallas caught two or three picks in the Super Bowl against Neil O'Donnell.
He caught one that was meant for Devontae Parker.
Okay.
He's caught one there. That was meant for Kenny Stills.
Okay.
And then there's one mystery.
Right.
Okay. Sounds like three separate receivers.
It does. Sounds like a blanket. It sounds like he's covering the landscape.
Oh, here we go.
All over the place. And you want to know something?
That X is covering it up?
I think the X, here's what's happening. He doesn't talk the trash that a Jalen Ramsey or Richard Sherman does quite yet. And so that's why no one's given him this elite corner status title yet.
Okay.
Because the thing that comes with it is, it's not only that you got to be great. When you're out in those positions, you got to tell everybody how great you are just to let them know. That's why Jalen Ramsey's the Conor McGregor of the NFL. He just goes in there. He talks so much trash. He doesn't care. Gets burned. He'll talk more trash.
But he's really good.
So is this guy.
Okay. I'm
not saying he's Jalen Ramsey.
Look, if he's made that next step and you got yourself one of those guys, and what I mean by one of those guys is a guy that on Sunday you worry about the other 10. You ain't got to worry about him. The more positions you can get like that, the better your team is.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
And these headlines are brought to you by Air Italy. Round trip flights start from just $394 from Miami to Milan. Lots of headlines today, I believe, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening? A
lot of stuff. And, you know, you brought up the duel between Ryan Tannehill and...
Doesn't sound like much of a duel.
Yeah, not Kenny Stills, but Xavier Howard.
If it was a fight, it would have been stopped.
As the texter points out, don't forget about tip balls and alligator arms on offense. They don't have pads on, so you're probably not going to have too many gator arms.
You guys want to know the rest of the stock up, stock down?
Nope.
Hashtag steel perks work? Absolutely. Even though we're stealing Omar Kelly's work today.
Well, yesterday, Kenyon Drake was on the stock down. Today, his stock is back up.
All right. That's why I was, you know what? I bought low on him yesterday.
Oh, good.
So I'm happy that stock is up today.
Like tell our paper.
Why? Why are you guys doing this? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me?
We're Jones, and we got football tonight?
Yes. No. You have a game being played. You do not have football tonight.
I'm going to tell you right
now. There's a spread.
Let me tell you something.
Robbie, no.
What's the spread?
No, Robbie.
The Ravens are 2.5-point
favorites. Robbie, no. No, you can't.
It's everywhere. No. I can't unsee what I saw. It's out there.
That should be, you know what? Maybe the Hall of Fame game should be the tiebreaker. Should pick point total in the.
Oh, wait. Who's all tied?
All of you.
Three of us.
You, Beast, and Robbie are all 5-8. We got to figure out who the hell lost.
We throw a dart.
No.
One dart. That's what we did last time.
What?
We threw one dart.
What does that mean, one dart?
Highest total.
Highest total?
Yes.
That's a silly way. You want to do that?
Yeah. One dart.
All right, fine.
We all three have to be here.
Right. That's fine.
Well, I'm waiting for all three of us. I got my B costume, so
hey,
I'll just do
by
it.
By the way.
We'll do it on B day.
Another texter points out. He was lighting it up last year in training camp and had a really slow start to the season.
Yeah, but then he had a strong finish.
What? Look, you did combo there.
What?
You went open eyes and a smile. Like, stop. I can't deal with both. I can't deal with both.
Robbie, is it how you start or how you finish?
It's both.
But more so, it's how you finish,
it's
right?
It's how you finish.
All right, there we go.
How you finish when you're already out of it?
Well, that's not his fault. It was Jay Cutler's fault. And Gase's.
One of those guys is still here.
So. You want to know who else's stock is up?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Well, yesterday, Vincent Taylor lit it up at defensive tackle.
Yeah.
So Jordan Phillips must have got motivated because his stock is up.
Wow.
Two defensive tackles.
Well, that's big, man, because he's in a contract year.
Money. He dominated the backup centers today.
I think I saw a quote today from Todd Gurley where he's like, he says, whoever said, he's like, it's like, Let me tell you something. That saying about money not making you happy, not true.
Oh, Leroy is wrong. Tonight is exciting.
It is exciting.
We get Lamar Jackson.
But and you don't have Roquan Smith for the Bears.
Oh, which, by the way, what a cheesy, dirty, low-down thing to do to a player.
Yeah, Robbie, can you explain? You were explaining this to us
I can explain. I know it.
You know why he's not getting signed?
Here's what the deal is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
What is Roquan Smith known for?
Hits.
They want to put a clause in his contract that if he gets suspended for illegal hit, they get some of their signing bonus back.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Like, that's what the holdup is.
That is trash.
Right. Like, really? But meanwhile, all the coaches are going to say, you go knock somebody's head off.
Yep.
Come on, man. Call the Bears right now. Offer next year's 1-3 for Roquan Smith.
You're so high on Roquan Smith. You love him. Anything else, Robbie? What else we got?
Okay, you know, obviously the big breaking news of Urban Meyer, you know, getting paid leave at Ohio State.
This is crazy, right? I heard Amber this morning. She, you know, she don't like him, but
Urban liar.
Here's what makes this crazy. Basically, he hired this guy as the hookup,
yes,
because his mentor is the grandfather of this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So as this goes on and on and on, that tie-in is what keeps him there.
Definitely.
So what do you do with that? Like, because you look, we all need to have a way to, you know, sometimes get in.
Mm-hmm.
That was his way in. Now, what he did with it is on him. But what about the guy that gave you?
Seems like he's got a really huge relationship with the dude's grandfather. But
right,
I mean, look, man. My problem with Urban Meyer is that this is just a chronic thing with him throughout his career. We're not just talking about this.
Sure, he has made this is the other thing. Now, if this were the only incident, I would go, man, I understand, you know, the dilemma about looking out for, you know, a young man moving up in the business, and you try to, you know, help him through certain situations. But when you look at his career, Urban Meyer's career, and look at all the exceptions and all the things that he overlooked.
Yeah, that's the thing that bothers me. It's obviously horrible what happened to this woman and that this guy was working for him. But the thing that bothers me with Urban Meyer and just the whole system of it is this guy will overlook everything. Murder, drugs, abuse, all for the sake of him just getting a huge raise the next time that he can win a title and no player will see a dime of it. And these guys are just put into this position where it's just they're in such powerful positions and they're so unquestioned. And it's all in the situation to cover their ass. Like they won't let a player transfer. He wouldn't let a player transfer to Toledo without taking a year off or something like that. If he thought it would, if he caught wind that it made him look bad, and the fact that this just gets swept under the rug, I'm sick of seeing it. It's like the Rick Pitino thing, man. I'm tired of these godlike figures, these coaches, using every corner trick in the book to make themselves seem holier than thou.
Now, let's take this a step further. Everybody knows about his history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody knows about his past in Florida. How many criminals, you know, he overlooked to win football games and win a national championship. Ohio State hired him.
Yeah.
So what do you say? Okay. People are going to keep hiring him because they want to win.
I understand.
And if you're an athletic director, your job is to win.
I think the thing, if you're Ohio State, like, they don't look great in it either, because I got a hard time believing that a lot of people at Ohio State didn't know. So even if it's a school president or whoever comes down on it, yeah, ultimately they're not going to look great either, but that guy works directly for Urban. And if, even if he's following him from Bowling Green to Florida to Ohio State,
right,
it's hard to believe that that guy, as close as they are, doesn't have any tie to what his character is. And yet Urban Meyer will come out and wag a finger at the media and say, nothing.
Well, he didn't wag a finger, but
he made it seem it was
I will say this. Your wife knew, but you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Nah, it's not no
right.
sale.
Right. And so that's where and to explain it the way he did, like, it's kind of a way what he tried to do was say he knew as of then, but not clarify when he knew to try to soften the blow.
Yeah.
And to make it sound like as soon as he found out, he did the right thing. And that's what bothers me about the whole situation is it's not necessarily that he fired the guy, okay? Because, you know, at some point, you know, that's going to catch up with him.
Mm-hmm.
But you had an idea of what was going on, and you should have went to him and said, look, man, this is it. This is it. Like, I can't cover for you anymore because then I'm going to be on the hook. And sometimes that'll straighten people out.
Yeah.
It didn't. And so, you know, I think it's going to fall on him. I don't see how, based on that press conference, how he keeps his job.
Yeah, we'll continue on with this. We'll get into more of Urban Meyer and Hassan Whiteside. We got some more comments that he said yesterday.
He's back?
Talking to reporters. No. He spoke from. He's actually building houses right now in Africa. In Africa right now, building houses.
Are they doing the ceilings?
No, I don't know. I only saw him building the brick wall. It's Hassan, JaVale McGee, Joel Embiid.
Well, whatever house JaVale McGee's building is crooked.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket.
We got a shootout?
The old Davy Corral.
We got ourselves an old Davy Corral. Old Davy Corral shootout. Except this one involves Twitter fingers.
Oh.
So, it's been brought to my attention. Shout out to Joe on Twitter.
I already know, oh boy. It's always the same guy. Go ahead, say
Omar Kelly of the Sun Sentinel. He tweeted out, I'm a bit surprised that Akeem Spence and Jordan Phillips remain starters in week two. This was yesterday. Jordan Phillips responds by saying, well, I'm surprised you're still reporting, but I guess everyone is full of surprises. And Omar Kelly then responds, if you made plays as often as you get in your feelings, maybe you wouldn't have an underachiever label. To which Jordan Phillips replies, we ain't got to do this stuff on Twitter. We can talk tomorrow. You come watch me do my job, not vice versa. That's harsh. That's harsh.
Well,
now, in fairness to Omar, that has been the knock on Jordan Phillips' entire career.
But here's the problem that I have with writers, right? You feel that you can write whatever you want without any ramifications. You feel that because it's your opinion, it doesn't matter if you offend anybody. And so I understand why Jordan Phillips, it's not even like you're getting up in your feelings. It's like, yo, what, like, all right. And keep in mind that a lot of these people who are writing about players don't have the same sentiment as the people who are paying these players. You understand what I'm saying?
No, explain that one.
I do believe Jordan Phillips is considered an underachiever. Part of the reason is because he'll give you 50% of the effort, 50% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he'll look dominant and then disappear.
I've also heard from Brett that that's kind of the culture of the position sometimes.
Yes, because here, you're talking about the nose guard mm-hmm. or tackle, whatever you want to call it. He's getting beat up on, pounded. What's the main thing that quarterbacks hate? Pressure up the middle.
Yeah.
So guess what they make sure? No pressure up the middle. Guess who's in the middle? The guy who's supposed to get pressure.
But it's also, and so I imagine on, you know, it's not one of those positions where I think you want to always give like the 110%. First of all, it's probably impossible you'd be done by the end of the game. But also, I imagine it's a bit of a game you would play with whatever guard or center you're mm-hmm. taking on.
Because
then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Big Papa comes right on through. Right. Oh, sorry, boys. This is the game changer time.
Right. Here's the other thing. Makes you appreciate what Ndamukong Suh used to do. Because he brought it all the time.
Yeah, look. Ndamukong Suh's circumstances for not being here are just the fact that having a guy like that is kind of useless if you're nowhere close.
Right. No, agreed.
You know?
Agreed. It wasn't for lack of performance.
No, I don't. Anybody here who thinks that Ndamukong Suh was a disappointing player, I think would be misinformed. But the defense in, what was he here, 3 years, 4 years?
Right.
Two of those years were the worst in franchise history.
Right.
As far as yardage is concerned.
Right.
So, I mean, the guy's defense, you just saw, like, even with him having great performances, it wasn't enough to translate into them being a dominant defense.
You know what will happen? We'll see exactly how much of an impact he will have this year because the linebackers are so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a position in the last, what, 3 or 4 years that the Dolphins could never get, you know, settled. They can never get a guy that, okay, we're going to have you for 2 or 3 years. Either got hurt or...
Yeah, and even on the defensive line, like his best running mate, like he dealt with a Cam Wake Achilles year. He had Cam Wake play limited. He's played on the back end of Cam Wake's career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had that run that Olivier Vernon went on. Then they didn't want to pay Olivier Vernon.
Right.
Olivier Vernon got paid crazy money by the Giants.
Right.
So, you know, now he's going into a situation where they're stacked on the line over there. They're giving away Robert Quinn. They're like, we can't take him, Dolphins. What do you think? And the Dolphins like, really? Robert Quinn? Sure. Awesome.
Right.
You know, he's going to be playing next to, I mean, him and Aaron Donald next to each other. My God. I mean, if they pay Aaron Donald, they're not cheap bastards about it.
Yeah, man. Wow. He's...
Although I would question somebody's sanity playing with the knives in the offseason. That's crazy.
Really?
You shouldn't do that.
I mean, you do realize that some people look at you.
What?
And say the same thing.
No.
You ate a street bird.
You know, it was funny. It never fails when that memories, they just pop up on that Facebook.
Remember this?
I was like, oh, remember this? And it was just Rich Walsh talking about you eating a dirty street bird. Miss you, Rich Walsh.
Look, I get it. You know, I never really took it personal. You know what I mean? I sometimes had a problem when guys were just wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you write something and clearly you have no idea what you're talking about, but people listen to what you have to say. My thing is why are you trying to be so, you know, like, Ezra, why do you even need to go there?
I think what he says, I know that it clearly got personal afterward, but like his initial comment that Jordan Phillips is badgering him about, it's not that bad a comment. I'm a little surprised. Jordan Phillips, the way he's playing, is out with the starters again. It's not.
Last year?
No. He's saying.
This year.
He said the initial comment that he got upset about was, I'm a bit surprised that Akeem Spence and Jordan Phillips remain starters in week two. You know, implying.
Of training camp?
Yeah. Implying that they didn't have a great first week. But if he.
Like, that in itself is ridiculous.
But if they didn't have. Why? Because you think.
They only had, like, one practice in pads.
Well, that's fair.
Right? Like, to say an offensive or a defensive lineman had a bad week when they haven't put pads on yet. Do you, like,
Come on.
I don't even know how you're supposed to tell. Like yesterday, yesterday people got mad at Cam Wake for pushing a lineman into Ryan Tannehill.
Right, with no pads.
With, they had to.
They had pads.
They had pads on yesterday.
Oh, them's the brakes. Drop your hips. Like, yeah, man.
Them's the brakes. Drop your hips.
Yeah. Block them.
All right.
Think about it. If you're an offensive guy and you can't block or get in the way or slow old Cam Wake down, he ain't the best you're gonna face all year. So you got to fix that.
I mean, he's still pretty damn good, though.
No, I'm not saying he's not good. Not saying he's not good. But if you can't get or at least put up a fight against Cam Wake at what, 36?
35, Robbie? What is he, 35, 36?
I want to say 30. I'm going to look it up, but I want to say 35.
Right. If you can't.
36 years old.
If you can't put up a fight against Cam Wake, right? Who is a good player, but not in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
You think you may have problems during the course of a year?
God, I hope not.
But that's right. So, yeah, drop your hips. If he's pushing you around, right, that's on you. That's on you. All the offense, all the what did the offensive line coach got pissed off?
I just like the idea, though. I like the idea of I love the idea of Adam Gase when he just sees his quarterback writhing in pain on the ground. He's like, Cam, why? Comes the break, coach. Lower your hips.
Right. Wait, it's not Cam Wake's fault.
I know it's not his fault.
He's doing his job.
I mean, it is his fault. He's such a menace. But
hey,
I understand what you're saying.
Hey, you can't get mad at it. Now, you know, I will say this, that sometimes the defensive line takes a little bit too far when they know they can't get cut. When you get your knees cut from under you, they're a little more shake than Bull Rush. So, look, should he be offended by what Omar Kelly said? No. Sometimes you're offended by things that are kind of true.
Sure.
But, you know, the second part of that.
Well, he also knows this is a very important year for him. Like, this is, yeah. You know, he said, you know, the first week of camp, like, this is the year I got to set my family up for life. So he knows.
You got to play.
He knows how important and what's at stake for him this year. And, you know, he's probably going to be one of those guys. Like, look, if he goes and has one of those monster years, unfortunately, Jordan Phillips may be one of these guys who has a monster year and then the Dolphins don't pay him because it seems like so many times the Dolphins run into this thing where they're not quite sure on a guy until it comes for pay up time when everybody can pay him.
Right.
You know, they get to these situations, it seems a lot, where it's, not really sure. Do we invest in him? What the position he plays? And I get it, especially when you're not close to winning. When you've just kind of been in this middling road, you don't really know who to commit to. It's a lot. Look at all those guys they committed to the year that they went to the playoffs. They're like, you get a contract, and you get a contract, and you get a contract. But when you're just sitting here at 6-10, then everybody's kind of in show me mode.
But don't, like, my question is when you have success, are you being proactive by giving some of those guys smaller contracts, or you wait to see if they do it again and then you can't afford any of them?
Yeah, it's tough, but you got it. Yeah, that's the job. The job is to know what's real.
Right.
The job is to know what's real and what can continue to keep keeping you in.
I hope the D-line, you know, is able to sustain it for a whole year. But here's the bigger issue. If you have a D-line without any linebacker support, the D-line doesn't look good. And that will always be a problem because every good defensive line that you can think of, there's always a menace at linebacker.
We'll be back after this. Everybody, I hear the South Al on the scene. Hall of Fame game. Lamar Jackson, RG3, expected to take the majority of snaps.
Oh.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be pissed if Lamar Jackson's good. I'm gonna be pissed.
Why?
Because I wanted the Jaguars.
You're not gonna get a good read on it because Roquan Smith's not gonna be on the field.
I don't care. If he comes up and he lights it up tonight, I'm going to be mother bleeping the Jaguars Twitter account. You can bet your ass. Another defensive lineman. Christ.
That's hurt.
What?
No, who's the Vita Vea? Who do you get?
Oh, that's for Tampa.
Yeah, he's in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, this guy's good. I mean, look, this Tavon Bryant, he looks good. He like threw a dude down with one arm. That was cool. It was Oklahoma drill. But I'd rather have Lamar Jackson. Just personally. Just throwing that out there. So, Draymond Green and Tristan Thompson, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, how they got into an apparent scuffle. And so Draymond came out and he decided to put his own stamp on things on Instagram, where he posts, "I've enjoyed y'all stories and talk shows over the last couple days. Them joints inaccurate, though. All right, carry on, good people." And they may want to cancel that parade, too. Because if you don't know, there was a Cleveland Cavs fan who wanted to throw a parade for Tristan Thompson for punching Draymond Green in the face. Draymond then also adds on the next post, "Nah, keep the parade. That city won't have one anyway. I forgot Bron left." So, stir in the hornet's nest. Now,
this is more entertaining than Omar Kelly.
Yes.
And Jordan Phillips.
Way more entertaining.
Yes.
Now, Shannon Sharpe went on his show, Undisputed, and he took the side of Tristan Thompson because he doesn't understand why Draymond Green is going to come out here acting like everything should be all cool when you embarrassed him on national television.
Right.
And he's like, "You're doing that when there's no repercussions. You know you're not going to get punched on in a game. It's not going to happen. Nobody gets punched in an NBA game anymore. It's so rare that we even see a punch thrown."
Right.
So Shannon Sharpe's like, "Don't act like it's all cool. Now that we actually have to be in a place where things can go down that you and I are going to be friends. It's not like that." But Draymond Green wants to go out there and say, "Oh, we're not cut from the same cloth." And so Udonis Haslam agree with this. And he says, "Shannon Sharpe is keeping a trillion on this one. Let me just make this clear. I don't got no issues with Draymond Green. But I will say nowadays, people be talking crazy on the court. I've heard disrespect from men towards other men people know that they wouldn't say in the streets. If you ain't about it or are ready to get in it when you see a man you disrespected that you just play ball with and kill him with the game, don't promote violence. But also, don't promote disrespecting another man. If you ain't, you never know when you're going to have to be hanging up the two-piece suit." Yep.
That's it. I mean... Both valid points, but I will say, after you do something like that during the game and refuse to shake his hand and y'all jaw back and forth, you can't approach him like it's cool.
Right.
You just go on your way.
Especially because we know this all is starting from a place that is surrounded by women issues.
Right. Right. Which... I mean, look, how it got here is on Draymond.
Because you know that it's going to happen when Draymond got home and Draymond's going to hear from Mrs. Khloe Kardashian. "Oh, he said that, huh? Interesting." And so the next time that they go up, you know how many fights have been started over a man.
Oh, yeah.
Having to defend the honor of a woman.
Many men. Many, many, many men have gotten their ass kicked defending the honor of a woman.
Mm-hmm. And so Tristan Thompson just wanted to get off first.
Well,
or maybe a face mush. We don't know.
Or here's what happens. Draymond approaches him like he's cool. Because keep in mind, for the most part, Draymond is cool with everybody, even though they go back and forth on the court. Okay? But Draymond talked like if he was down with that, you ain't down with that or whatever. Maybe it should have been the other way. Because Tristan was like, "Yo, uh-uh."
But here's the thing. Draymond's tough, I'm sure. But he's also a nutcracker, which means he's a dirty fighter.
He hits below the belt.
He's got dirty tactics.
Right.
Which is not a respectable tactic.
You want to talk about he goes right for the feelings.
Yeah. And remember when Draymond Green tried to pass it off like that was his layup form? He's like, "Oh, no, that's how I follow through." That's how you follow through? What are you, a Rockette?
He kicked
Steven Adams right in his New Zealand playpen.
Wait, the funny thing is that He was a repeat offender, too.
Yeah, they had to warn him. You got to a point where you're kicking people so much in the nuts, they had to take you out of the championship. The league said, sir,
enough is enough.
You are a chronic nutcracker. Right. You need not be in the NBA Finals.
Right.
So long. We'll see you in game 6 or game 7, whatever that. What was he suspended for, Robbie? Game 6?
Game 5.
Suspended for game 5. Get the hell out of here with your below-the-belt shots.
Right. Right.
Unbelievable. And so, yeah. Now, I'm surprised Draymond Green, when he got the old shot in the face, he didn't just go cup check on Tristan Thompson, because that's how he fights.
But here, let's be clear. A mush is more disrespectful than a punch.
Yeah, I need to know. I want surveillance.
We need to know, was it a push? The other thing is,
when is TMZ getting the surveillance on this?
Here's the order of disrespect. A slap, a mush, then a punch.
So slap is high on the totem pole.
Yes.
Then mush.
Right.
Then a punch.
Right. Because a mush is in between a slap and a punch. But yeah, man, if somebody just came and get away from me and mushed you, that'd piss you off more than if he just laid you out.
Yeah. It's like, really? You aren't even going to risk breaking your hand on my jaw?
Right.
You are just going to palm, especially these basketball players, they probably got giant paws, all big men.
Hey.
Going for the whole face.
Here's a funny text. And it better be funny, because this guy bet not be serious. You don't know what you're talking about, radio man. It's the line that makes the backers look good. I know what I'm talking about. I played for Jose Marti, 86 champion team, in Little Havana Flag Football League, Milkos.
Wait for Texter. The great lines are built.
Wait. Here's the funny thing. You weren't even playing in pads. Flag football. Was that real blocking?
No.
Right. Oh, man.
Played some flag football center.
Somebody said, what the bleep is a mush? Like, when you just go mush him.
You grab the face and you just push him back. Yeah, it's a slap is, Leroy's right, a slap is disrespectful, because it's not only that you throw the slap, it's because there's no repercussions on your hand. Like, I figure with a fight, you know that when you get into a bare knuckle brawl, you're getting into that knowing that you're inflicting damage. You hate somebody so much, but you're willing to inflict damage on your bare hand, on their fist, to put them out.
Somebody came in with one that's number one.
Mm.
Spitting in somebody's face.
Yeah, that's lowest of the low.
Right.
I don't even consider that. That's got its own power ranking.
Right. Right.
But the mush is like, you don't want, it's like you're trying to engage conversation, but a slap is like you're beneath fighting me.
Right. Right. But no, somebody texts in that story is not true. Listen to Pablo Torre.
I didn't hear about Pablo Torre. So.
I don't know. Me neither.
Sorry. High Noon was on like 5 seconds ago, guys. Sorry.
We're rolling with it.
Yeah, we're doing stuff. Leroy was yelling at AT&T before the show. I ain't listening to Pablo.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you about that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.